fuse is lit. They're lit. Fuse is lit. Fuse is lit for that. Well, that wasn't much of a noise. Evidently, everybody tried to play too safe.
Thank you. such a vast task ahead of us. And such great challenges to create a better future. We can ill afford with irresponsibilities and destructive actions of barbaric communist agitators and even murderers who perpetrate the most cruel deeds against fellow South Africans because they are on the payroll of their masters far from this lovely land of ours.
Yeah, tunes. We're talking about them. We are. Yes.
I heard this was Tune Talk. Is that accurate?
Yeah. I believe so.
Okay.
Is anybody hosting this show?
Yeah. Who's in charge here? Oh, yeah, it's me.
Yeah.
So first up, story is a helping verb.
Helping verb? That's a story?
I forgot one.
Well, Marcus, you are. Are you sure Chris Anna isn't?
It's been like 3 weeks. I've forgotten how to do this, okay?
No.
The first story is one from the girl from Los Campesinos complaining that female technicians, musicians,
wow,
on the road,
two strikes,
never get approached.
They fail at scoring.
Approached.
I'm trying to come up with a politically correct way to say they're not getting any.
They never get propositions for relationships of an adult kind.
Right. Her complaint is that male groupies are kind of creepy. She says that.
True.
This is true. She's stuck up.
Fact. Hey.
Yes.
And apparently she's not confident enough to approach random dudes at the bar who don't really care about her music.
That's her target market.
That's most people at bars. They know that one song that was in the Budweiser commercial, and that's it.
Even that song that was in the Budweiser commercial was just the really long intro.
Exactly.
That's really slow.
And?
Yep. So they don't know it at all.
Yeah?
Yep. Yeah, I thought all these girls were just stuck up.
Hey.
Because it's like, guys are like...
No.
Like, all these guys are too creepy. Like, why can't you give me, like, a nice guy? It's like, you're not going to be a nice guy.
Not at a Los Campesinos show.
And shut up.
I'm going to destroy your argument right now.
Wasn't there a girl in Children of Bodom?
I have no idea.
I was going to say, isn't your town
don't have any women? Pretty hot. And we're all just like, yeah, she plays bass and
she's
hot.
Well, I'm always fascinated by these glimpses into celebrity and how it really isn't as cracked up as
it's
supposed
to be
at all. Yeah. Basically how your perception of her celebrity is basically a big fat fail.
I would like to point out that the bassist for Los Campesinos is not a celebrity.
I think her name is Ellen.
Yes, and yep. You only knew that because you read this article.
Yeah, and well, I don't know, I think it may be part of the double standard, right? Because the male rock star, he's supposed to sleep with all the groupies, right? But
in theory.
I don't think it. People kind of look down on the female rock star who does the same thing, I think. Right?
No. I guess that would not be a surprise in any way at all if that's the case. And I think it is the case.
Hmm. No, I disagree.
I don't want to throw a lol gender roles card on the table.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
There's our gender roles.
You put a girl on stage and she becomes exponentially more attractive.
Madonna.
Yeah,
Fergie.
I've seen her off stage.
What? Whoa. The second one now.
Fergie.
No.
She's maybe attractive until she opens her mouth and starts singing. Ouch. And then I was going to make a Fergie peed on herself joke, but I'm just going to let this go.
Yeah, let's not do that.
No. That happened.
It did.
that's the joke. That's the joke.
Let's say this. If you'd like to learn, and the comments for this were very, very entertaining.
Oh, yeah,
but
they
if you'd like
kind
to
of.
Read the article, go to nerve.com and look for
Ellen from Los Campesinos.
Yeah, look for Ellen from Los Campesinos.
So the next story basically boils down to Skrillex saying, people don't like me?
Eh. No, it's more like Skrillex is like, people don't like me. I'll just say it like I'm going to say it to my face. So Skrillex, come to Blacksburg, and I'll say it to your face. That you are terrible,
and then you'll get torn apart by juggalos. I mean, it's going to happen.
I can
where
guarantee.
Where are the juggalos in Blacksburg?
There are a lot.
Where aren't they,
sir? Okay, now this is a real question.
They?
Where are they?
Christiansburg.
Well,
that makes sense.
Though there are some in Blacksburg, and when I was teaching my youth subcultures class, I really wanted to bring one to class, but unfortunately, I could not make this happen.
Good on that.
I'm glad for your entire class.
Whatever. You would have liked this class, sir, Mr. History Major.
Yeah, I would have enjoyed juggling.
Hey, how's that paper coming, by the way?
Not very well.
Just thought I'd bring that up on the air again.
So our next story is that Billboard has decided not to count discounted singles as part of its record sales.
What does that mean?
That's so lame.
The way I read it was if you buy an album, or if you buy a song for less than 39 cents, or if you buy an album where the sum total of each song, or the total cost of the album comes out to less than 39 cents per song.
Or, it's $3.49 for the entire album.
How long does it have to be before it qualifies as a song? Because I've heard some skits on Public Enemy tracks that are, 10 seconds long, and I'm not paying 39 cents for that.
Well, I mean, that probably won't chart anyways.
Yeah.
It's basically for the Billboard charts, and it's basically just...
Because Billboard hates Lady Gaga.
Billboard hates Lady Gaga and poor people.
Yeah, she apparently, I think I remember this, put her album up on Amazon for 99 cents.
Like, the day it came out.
Yeah, and it obviously blew up. And I guess
she's the best soul in the world.
6 million copies on it, right?
Yeah.
Dude.
This is the last, real record sales in a while.
And, second question. Anybody watch A Very Gaga Christmas? Or Thanksgiving?
I saw some live tweets about it and was kind of horrified.
Who?
That's a thing that exists?
Who programmed that?
That would be ABC, sir.
No,
ABC.
But I mean, what drunken executive decided that was a good idea?
ABC. Somebody who's awesome.
Would you want to watch Lady Gaga make waffles?
I'm not going to
lie. Yes. Actually, I would watch that.
And I did.
Is there an awesome HD torrent of that? Because I would definitely
that. That'd be much preferable to my Thanksgiving. Where I sat and listened to my very conservative Christian aunts talk about Jesus
making
for
waffles.
3 hours.
And you didn't even get waffles.
I didn't even get waffles either.
Yeah, these waffles were pretty
sick. I got pancakes. I went to IHOP that night.
Nice. They were waffles, but they had salami inside them. They put salami on the waffle iron and then poured the batter around it. And there was cheese in the waffle batter.
Is that some sort of phallic commentary on Thanksgiving?
Yes.
I think I'm going to add Food Innovator to Lady Gaga's string of titles.
Well, I mean,
it's her grandmother's recipe, apparently.
Oh. Salami's gross, but if there's any, put bacon
in there. That's what he said.
It's essentially the same thing as bacon. It may have been prosciutto.
It's flavored a little different. Ooh, prosciutto's awesome.
I will fight all of you.
So I did actually flip by the very Lady Gaga Thanksgiving.
This is on Thanksgiving. This is
on network television.
Yeah.
Wasn't there football on?
No. It was on
ABC.
It was later. It was
9:30
to 11.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. I don't know.
Nobody cares about
exactly.
football, Michael.
Professional football.
My family does. Conservative Christians and football.
My family watched Swamp People.
I'm coming to your house next Thanksgiving.
We watch reruns of Good Eats.
I watch football.
My aunts think Alton Brown is...
The devil?
The devil, let's say that.
Really?
A little Faye? Is that what you're looking for?
Yes.
Okay.
No,
you're listening to Random Talk, where Tim Talk people
it's
talk
so
about
cool.
random things.
I love Alton Brown.
But anyway, so I did actually flip by this Lady Gaga Thanksgiving thing, and I saw her wearing a dress, and Kim and I had a two-minute debate because it looked like it wasn't actually a dress. It was her being blacked out, when they put the bars over somebody, naked somebody. I was like, that's actually a pretty cool design for a dress. And then I felt weird.
Okay.
Next story.
Meanwhile.
Next story is on the Jimmy Fallon show, a certain female Republican presidential candidate appeared recently, and the Roots covertly played a song that was not very nice, but they played the instrumental version of Fishbone's
Lion Love Love.
Well done, Chris Anna.
They basically used some sort of musical intro to a
her walk
disparage
on music.
Her.
Yeah.
Yes.
She deserves it.
Her
wow.
parentage.
Okay.
I'm no fan either, but that was a little underhanded. I mean, I gotta assume that her knowledge of late 80s hardcore albums is a little limited.
She's not familiar
with Fishbone in any way, shape, or form.
She deserves it.
Rude.
Apparently, the article said she didn't recognize it. I don't know. At any point, if
really?
The...
Really?
Is anybody in this room going to claim they would have recognized
it?
No.
Would have recognized that other than the people playing the song.
The only person I bet you recognized it is Len. Yeah. Glenn always watches Jimmy Fallon.
He does.
And he's probably just died laughing.
And Questlove, I'm sure, yeah. It was like, we're going to play this, guys. The rest of the band is like, what? What are you talking about?
We're just going to play it.
Fishbone, trust me.
So is this the end of Roots on Jimmy Fallon?
No.
No?
Jimmy Fallon's like, just like tweet at Michelle Bachman, sorry, Questlove's grounded.
slurp.
It's late night television. Like, this is not a news show. It's not even a fake news show. Yeah. I mean, this is what you're going to get.
I don't know why you shouldn't even go on this
and
show.
And yet what the political landscape is as such that this is news.
Yeah. But I got to say, like, what was her plan going on Jimmy Fallon? Like, who's she going to convert that's in Jimmy Fallon's audience?
I believe nobody would be the phrase.
All those Newt supporters watching Jimmy Fallon are going to be like, yeah, Michelle Bachman, she's
all
a good egg.
Four of them, right? No.
Oh, no, he's rising.
I don't
the
even
polls.
Know when Jimmy Fallon comes on.
It's really late.
It's when Conan used to come on.
Should be sleeping.
12:30.
Yeah, he's in Conan's old slot.
12:35, actually.
Yeah.
It's a funny show.
It is, actually. Like,
His impressions are good.
I'm the last person to compliment Jimmy Fallon, but he's pretty good in this particular
role.
Yeah,
he's gotten a
Conan,
lot better than
Craig. Jimmy Fallon. Done.
Yeah. I do like
David Letterman, sir.
If I didn't catch him, he's pretty funny.
Oh, yeah, David Letterman. Never mind.
He's okay.
As in, that should be
pretty
a
much
top
everybody but Leno is pretty funny.
Really?
Yeah. Everybody but Leno.
Everybody but Leno?
I'll everybody but Leno.
All right.
And maybe George Lopez if he's having a good night.
No.
No.
Have you ever watched a George Lopez show?
No.
Exactly.
I said if he's having a good night.
Are you talking about the George Lopez talk show or the George Lopez sitcom?
The talk show.
Okay.
Why don't we listen to some Roots? Because this is getting wildly out of control.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nope.
All right, Roots.
Amazing, ill, highly contagious, kamikaze sound splash like a shot from a gauge until your body sound class. Head of the class, magna cum laude beats, bring the beast, stop me, flagrant, foul, rowdy, reed, pipe, a deep type. Disposition, keep them flipping, keep them playing their position, keep making the people listen what I spent. Put them out on the limb, got tears, got blood, got sweat, leaking out of the pen. Your fate not setting the trend, we never listen to them. It's like trying to take a piss in the wind. My home team, doing visitors in. Yo, don't test them, they all standing close to the edge, so don't stress them. Now, who the type built the laugh, it's no question the master, villain in black, with no steps in my sound, hitting you hard from every direction, your head and your shoulder, area your midsection, dog.
When it's home time, with the nine, with the net, with the bomb, with King Khan, nigga time, man, give it here, and don't say nothing, just give it here, and don't say nothing, when the check, with the nothing, don't rap, hit the man, let the thing, cut the check, Don't say nothing.
Home of the original gun clappers out on the wrong corner. You better get spun backwards. You got the forewarning of rules. Enter at risk of your own. Nana, keep a gat under the mattress. Shorty's running reckless from Philly to Texas. Surprising what willing to do to get a necklace. Some emotions felt better left unexpressed at times. Trying record longer than a guest list. Yes, I'd have seen things you wouldn't believe. Seen people reach levels thought they never achieved. Silhouettes waiting in the wings, ready to thieve. Thirsty sights who need at least a buck to breathe. Come on, stick up, kids. They be out to tax. Most times they be sticking you without the gas. I still be on the grind when it all collapse. And if it's mine, words bond, I'ma take it right back.
When it's in, home time, with the nine, with the net, with the bomb, with King Khan, nigga time, man. Give it here, and don't say nothing, just give it here. Don't say nothing.
It ain't nothing like the rush I get in front of the band. On stage with the planet in the palm of my hand. When a brother transformed from anonymous man to the force. Crush whoever might have thought I was playing. I'm a flame, some sinister. The cold twisted slang thicker than big boy baby mom sister pain. Beyond measure, relaxed under pressure. You see the masterpiece, but to me it's unperfected. Give it here. Get for records, I'm off the handle. Cut the check and yo, it better be as heavy as anvil. Next joint coming, all bets is canceled. Black
Inc. Grand Wizard G Financial. We finna had a whole industry at a standstill. See me put the system on lock like Campbell. So get with them endorsements and car reinforcements. Cause my click come a four sizable portion.
When it's yeah. Home down with the nine, with the net, the bomb, a king, pound, nigga, pound, man. Give it here. And don't say nothing, just give it here. Give it here. Don't say nothing, say it. Don't check with the blunt, don't fat, hit the pound, let the thing, cut the check. Give it here, don't say no, give it here, and don't say no, come on.
Hi, this is James Brown, soul brother number one, always fighting. Now I'm fighting for your life. I'm fighting for your life because if you use drugs, you better leave it alone. Drugs are contagious. They're killers. Every drug is a killer. Stay away from drugs. Drugs will take your life away. And if you want to live, stay away from drugs. Because they are super bad, super bad, super bad, super bad, super bad, super bad. Super bad.
Super bad. Era business cards, Chris.
Should it?
Yes.
It's tune talk. We talk about tunes.
We do.
And business cards.
Sometimes.
Yes. First up, NASA is apparently cool with avant-garde music.
Oh, yeah.
They so down.
Anybody want to fill in some details for me?
Yeah, basically.
What are the five words that that characterize college radio?
Dead air.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cool. NASA likes avant-garde music.
It was a soundtrack by the band. They call themselves Hubble after the
Hubble Space Telescope.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You sure it's not after Hubble, the...
Edwin Hubble, the astronomer?
No.
Why are you making Michael Mosley think this late in the day?
I can hear his brain burning right now. You smell
the
smoke?
Stop making the man think.
All right.
It actually says right in the article.
They're named for this Hubble Space Telescope.
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
So, God.
Hey, they had a cassette release. How punk rock is that?
Oh.
It is very punk rock.
Hardcore.
Yes. Punk.
I heard there's some other band that might get a cassette release.
Yeah, we need to talk about that afterwards.
You're all down with cassettes, aren't you, Chris McPhill?
Yeah.
So let's take a moment, and can I get a round of applause for this next story?
Woo! Yeah!
Woo!
And this next story is that the Black Eyed Peas are on hiatus.
Corporate!
Hopefully
forever!
Corporate! Woo! Does this mean we'll finally get some more Will.i.am solo projects?
Oh my God, yes!
Is it bad that sometimes I mix up Will.i.am and...
Wyclef Jean?
Yes.
I just did it right here.
They're not the same person?
They're not. Occasionally I do. I'm like, shouldn't Will.i.am be running for, like, mayor?
This is the most exciting thing I think
where's,
I've heard
like, where,
ever.
I thought Will.i.am was Haitian.
Is he?
No, Wyclef Jean is Haitian.
Wyclef Jean is Haitian.
Oh, again,
I know
making Mike Mosley think. Just stop. Just stop.
Well, we're all excited here at Toon Talk.
Zufar Black is his other name, apparently.
Oh, wow.
He has a stage name, Zufar Black. I've never heard that one before.
Oh,
hello, Wikipedia.
This is what we do on the show. We don't read these stories, and then we look it up on Wikipedia as it occurs in real time.
This is live radio,
so basically,
radio,
you just found out
gentlemen.
How inefficient this show is, really.
So was there a reason that no. The Black Eyed Peas are going on hiatus?
Who cares?
They're the top of the world. They got side projects to do.
A
nothing
great day for
bigger
America.
They can do,
that's all I think.
Tonight's going to be a good
night. a good night, sir.
I like to think that it's a result of that disastrous Super Bowl performance. When was that? Last year?
Who
two
cares?
Years ago?
Yeah, that was during...
Not relevant.
That was this year.
Yeah, it was during the...
2011.
Packers and Steelers, where's that, those teams that exist?
I think so, yeah. Those are teams that
even
exist.
Better
what
for
is
me
football?
Because I was listening to it on an AM radio.
Ooh.
So,
dude,
not only would their mics cut out, but it would also cut out for me completely. And I just thought it was part of the thing.
Nice. Was it like some sort of performance art piece for you?
Yeah. So I thought it was way better.
Why were you listening to the Black Eyed Peas Super Bowl halftime show
on AM radio?
Because I was driving back and my friend wanted to listen to the football game.
Okay.
Yeah. And there wasn't anything on FM?
I was on 460 in Virginia.
Oh, okay. Yeah, probably not.
I don't think they know what FM radio is.
They do. It's just where you put the country.
I love Virginia.
I grew up there. It's okay. Oh, hey, here's another one. Martin Gore and Vince Clarke are reuniting after 30 years.
Wow.
So what is this Depeche Mode that's been touring all this time? Which one of them wasn't in it?
Vince Clarke.
Yeah. Oh. What did he do in the band?
Yeah, stuff.
Okay.
You're the resident Depeche Mode expert.
Yeah, he did stuff and then he left.
Oh.
Well, that's more than I knew. So.
When did he leave? I mean, 30 years ago, I guess.
I want to say he left after the first album.
He did. That I looked up because I thought, man, 30 years, how long has Depeche Mode been a band?
Yeah.
Because I knew they 32. Had, like, synthesizers.
A long,
but
long
still
time, 31. Sir.
Was that before or after this album I'm about to play?
I want to say
it was before.
Well,
was it before?
After, sir.
Oh, really?
Why didn't you pick something from Speak and Spell?
I don't know. I like Violator better.
That's not relevant to the story.
Well, I didn't get any input from any of you guys. So.
Well, sir.
Oh,
that's because there's only me and you here, and I don't care.
Yeah, I know.
You're listening to Toon Talk Behind the Scenes, where Toon Talk panelists go at each other on the air.
Nope. Vince Clarke was not on Violator.
No, I could have told you that.
That's what he just asked you.
Yeah.
No, Ian, she just said
Ian,
that.
Just play the song at this point, okay?
Like
we can argue about
know.
This off the air.
Into my little world, painful to me, it's right through me. Don't you understand? Oh, my little girl, all I ever wanted, all I ever needed is here in my arms. Words are very unnecessary, they can only do harm. Pleasures remain, so does the pain. Words are meaningless and forgettable. All I ever wanted, all I ever needed is here in my arms. Words are very unnecessary. They can only do harm.
to tell you, hon, I miss you. I miss hearing your voice. Now the radiothon's over, you never call anymore. The least you could do is write. Let me know you're doing okay, pay your pledge, that kind of thing. I know you know my address. It's 350 Squire Student Center in Blacksburg, Virginia, 24060. You could even stop by if you want. Drop off your radiothon pledge or even that Scorpions t-shirt I'll let you borrow. I've got this new one you can pick up here. So send me a letter or stop by with your pledge and my t-shirt. I miss you. Love, WUVT.
You're listening to Toon Talk. You're stop it.
You're stop it. That promo always makes me nostalgic for Mr. Mike. So wherever you are, Mr. Mike, I think it's Richmond. We're thinking of you.
Aww.
And by we, I mean to me, because nobody else here knows who he is.
Sorry.
That's okay. So here's an article about how Sly and the Family Stone put out an album that brought drum machines into the mainstream consciousness.
Wow.
Into the drum stream consciousness.
Into the drum stream consciousness.
Drum
we have entered the drum stream.
I just like adding stream to everything.
Swag stream.
Swag stream. Alt stream.
Islands of the drum stream.
Buzz stream.
Anyways, next topic.
Next topic. Well, Mike had some rant he was going on about how
this guy
he knew didn't believe in drum machines or something like that.
Basically, so. There's a record shop in Virginia Beach. I won't say the name of them.
It was the only one for a very long time.
And they have a bunch of shirts hanging up inside that they for sale, but no one ever buys
them. I'm sure the owner thought it was a good idea.
And they say drum machines have no soul.
Hmm. None?
See, I don't understand how they haven't all been bought, ironically, because I would have bought them all first day.
Do you want me to get you one next time I go back?
You kind of.
Okay, I will, but that'll be the only one they ever buy, they ever sell.
You can explain, look, this isn't for me, and it's supposed to
it's
be a
for
joke.
A friend.
And it's ironic.
For a friend, and it will be sincere.
And you can, like, flip them off as you're buying it, if that you really need to emphasize.
But. I will. And basically, this guy just talks down electronic music all the time, and he just loves the Eagles, and just always talks about the Eagles and stuff like that.
How does he feel about Don Henley?
I'm not sure how he feels about Don Henley, but I feel pretty good.
I heard
yeah, me too.
I hear he's not a very good, nice guy.
Yeah.
I don't care. He wrote Boys of Summer.
Yeah.
He can do whatever. He can murder somebody. Like, Boys of Summer allows you to murder people.
No, actually it doesn't.
It's a license to kill.
No. I think after the Ataris covered it, no, not anymore.
No, sir.
No, that means you can kill the Ataris.
No. No, Michael, no.
So how did we get to here? Oh, yeah, drum machines. In other news, Fat Joe wants everyone to know that the gay mafia runs hip-hop.
What?
Yes.
I'm trying not to say too much about this.
No.
Yeah.
Guida, you probably shouldn't.
Yeah.
You stay out of this one, Guida.
No.
But apparently, Fat Joe, little nutso right now.
What?
Yeah. No, I mean, he's talking about how lots of the producers and stuff like that in the hip-hop world are homosexual.
And this is a problem.
Are we dealing with
a
gay Illuminati situation?
What's really interesting is he's saying that he has a problem with it, but only because they're closeted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, why do you have to hide it?
Yeah, like, it's not really, it's like, that's what I'm probably saying.
Who's Fat Joe? Should, dude.
He sang a song.
Lean Back.
Oh, yes, right. He's basically like, just come out. Why would you be hide behind it? You might as well, it's...
Unfortunately, you can't, the best quote, he said it twice or maybe three times in that article. We can't say it on air, but it's really good.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I don't know if good is the word I would use.
It's excellent.
It's legit.
So, Fat Joe, crazy pants.
He thinks that hip-hop, greatest gay market in the world.
Even... Okay.
Did anybody else suspect this at all?
I don't.
I mean,
not really sure why this is
there like
an
a lot
issue.
Of like hip hop and rap and like with violence
I
towards
don't.
Homosexuals.
Yeah, there is a lot of that.
That's what I thought.
But
that's
why. specifically, a certain hip hop group that is really well liked by a certain member of our panel, but.
You don't know my life.
His real life is that
what
he doesn't listen
that?
At all.
Okay. Let me interject with some random talk here. What does that? Where did you get that phrase? You don't know my life.
Yeah.
Explain that to me.
I don't know where I just say it all the time.
Where did that come from?
A good like five times a day.
Where? Yeah. It's just okay, Chris. Where did it come from?
I don't know. He just started saying it this year, kind of like that other thing he does.
Oh.
Yeah, that
has caught admittedly, on. I make that hand gesture as well. So.
I don't understand.
Yes,
yeah.
I don't. Okay.
in other news, man, who came up with these stories?
This was actually really good. This is really good.
It's interesting. I added all these stories.
Mike. Another story. I probably shouldn't say anything.
Really, Mike? This is terrible. Okay, it's a discussion about the Jewish legacy in rap rock.
Yeah, did you read
MC
it?
MC Dreidel?
No,
not MC Dreidel.
it was actually a really interesting article. It talks about how some of these major players in rap rock, Rick Rubin, all or most of the Beastie Boys, and Scott Ian of Anthrax, who did the thing with Public Enemy.
Judgment Night.
All Jewish. Huh. Or all of Jewish descent.
Yeah, basically...
And it's for the most important thing to take out of the story is that the website is called juicy.com. It's J-E-W-C-Y.
It does make a good point that a lot of the hardcore that was happening at the same time as early hip-hop, like if you listen to the New York hardcore, it had the it kind of had a hip-hop vibe to
it. So what you're saying is that Mike Mosley should write a paper about this.
And License to Ill is really... I listened
what
to it for the
no?
first real time.
Come
this
on.
Weekend,
dude.
There's a lot of rap rock.
I've been on cassette for like a long time.
I think it's
time.
A great topic.
Yeah,
for
it's
a paper.
Awesome. That's a great.
It is. Much more rap rock than
is.
I thought it was.
I've written like half my paper.
But it's good.
What were you guys' paper?
No.
I don't know. I don't know. I didn't realize it was so old. I thought it was like early '90s, mid '90s, but it was like 1986.
Chris, shouldn't he write a paper about this?
Yes.
Yes.
Chris should write a paper about
it. Okay.
All right.
And I would hate to listen to this show.
Yeah, it probably makes no sense. This is Fishbone.
Hey, parents. Finding it hard to communicate with kids in today's world of ever-changing slang?
Hi, son.
Excuse me?
Introducing the Communicizer. Just strap non-toxic Communicizer to your mouth and go from boring old man speak...
You know, I'm here if you want to talk.
...to 100% off the chain.
Text me whenever, yo.
It's that easy.
Thanks to Communicizer, I'm relevant to my kids again. I mean... A fly, boo.
And now when you buy Communicizer, you get the auto-tune attachment free. Sounds so hip-hop, your kids will want to talk to you for hours.
I used to have to walk 3 miles uphill to school every morning, shorty.
I love you, Dad.
I love you too, son.
Communicizer is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. This is Trainwreck Talk, where everything we do is a train wreck. And also, we talk about tunes occasionally.
And random stuff. Yeah.
In positive news, Pandora is now profitable.
Hooray!
Positive for who?
Positive for the not music industry.
Positive for Pandora.
For the people that Pandora. Own
positive
stock.
Because
they are publicly
somebody.
Traded, right?
Yeah, they are publicly traded. Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty iffy because they were like, oh, we're going public. But it's like, I don't think these guys are turning a profit.
So it's actually kind of interesting because a while ago, before I think most of you were here, we, WVT, brought the founder of Pandora here and he gave a talk, gave out a bunch of swag, which I still have floating around my house.
Of course you did.
But, swag. He was a pretty cool guy, and he talked to us about the very beginnings of Pandora. It was a pretty cool idea that sort of got out of their control, and then it blew up. Because it was really just an attempt to create a music recommendation engine. And then it really became this streaming business.
Yeah, that's why I was like, I remember finding it, and it was like, yeah, judging by what you like and what you don't like, we're helping them build like a way of
the Music Genome Project, which actually does sound extremely interesting.
Exactly.
It was really, that was what he talked about the majority of the time he was here, because when it was 5 years ago before it was like a household name.
Yeah.
So they were they talked a lot about how they come up with the recommendations and like how they, you know, it actually takes a lot of work to put a song into. I'm sure it's much easier now, but it takes a lot of work to put a song into their system because they have like. I think he said it was like 80 or 90 different, binary choices about each song that eventually that's how they connect everything together. So, like, this is a noisy, you know, rappy, you know, and that's how they're able to connect things that are seemingly disparate genres.
Just a little rappy.
Yeah, a little bit rappy.
Just a little.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, did they have like human people listening to these things, or was it some kind of algorithm?
When he came to talk to us, and again this was a while ago, they had a staff of people, and that was their only job. So listen to the song, evaluate it on these like 90 criteria, and then put it into the system.
Huh.
That would take forever.
That's pretty interesting.
Did you ever see that Onion article that was? It basically made the point that Pandora is just a bunch of people back behind the system playing songs for you.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny, huh?
Oh, DJs. Remember that when they were relevant? DJs?
No.
No. Mm. Pandora's better than some DJs.
Well, yeah, it is. It is better than some. There's been some times when I thought, WVT or Pandora? Pandora.
Wow.
I made that choice before.
Sounds a lot on...
As a general manager of the station, I recommend you guys never do that.
Or announce it on the
air. I can remember Mr. Mosley.
WVT is not always for everyone. Let's be honest.
Yes, it is.
Do what?
Even in my year of wandering the radio wilderness, I never did go to Pandora.
Really?
Well, in other news, the new Rick Ross joint may be delayed due to seizure-related issues.
Oh, dear.
All right, story over.
No, as you may remember, we talked about it. We talked about it briefly. Rick Ross suffered 2 seizures on 2 different planes in one night.
What?
Yeah, that was maybe a month ago now.
Yeah.
And apparently the story was that he hadn't slept for a full night, hadn't had a full night's sleep in over 5 years. So.
What?
That's what he said. I mean,
That's because he's scared because wasn't he responsible for killing,
No.
Somebody?
Tupac?
Yeah.
No.
Rick Ross
has only been around for like 6 or 7 years.
Yeah. No. He was probably a police officer still when.
was he a police officer?
He was a police officer. Oh, yeah. He worked at a prison.
I'm mixing up my gigantic black rappers, apparently.
He has a pretty awesome beard, though, doesn't he?
He does. He has a pretty awesome everything. And he has the pretty awesome name for his new album, God Forgives, I Don't. But apparently that was scheduled for December 13th. Not going to make it out on time. What is going to make it out on time on December 13th is the V Nasty and Gucci Mane collaboration album,
yes.
BTL.
We're not talking about this.
I put it on there. Mike took it off because he's not a fan of White Girl Mob.
I took it off.
Whatever.
The story consisted of a track listing. That was it. I have no idea who any of the people involved are.
You know
I was
who
like,
Gucci
no.
is?
I don't. I've heard his name, but
he has an ice cream tattoo on his
head. Oh, yeah, we've talked about that.
It's that guy?
Yeah.
And he's doing something relevant?
Dude, that guy.
No, that's not relevant. It's like White Girl Mafia.
White Girl Mob. And,
I don't care.
So V Nasty is an associate of Krayshawn from the Bay Area.
Next.
And then Gucci is big in Atlanta, so it's the Bay
Next.
TL.
Chris,
you're so gangster.
Next. Okay, so.
Oh, gosh. This next segment is brought to you by Mike Mosley.
And Odd Future, we're going to kill them all news. Well,
we don't really need to talk about this.
We're going to talk about all of them.
We actually do need to talk about a lot of stuff. We have 13 minutes left.
Okay. Tyler, the Creator, his new album out in May.
Awesome. Next.
It's called Wolf, and he is maturing, apparently.
No.
He's not going to talk about anything that you guys hate.
I hope this is his sellout album.
I hope it's a sellout album, too.
I hope he's lost too.
He'll never sell out.
I hope it's great.
He tweeted shortly after announcing that he wanted to be in a punk band.
He did?
Yes, he did. He still wants to be in a punk band, so...
I think about applying.
It might be the Todd the Creator rap rock album.
Yes.
Yeah, they just need a Jew. Here you go.
Are you in?
I would like to see this.
For those of you just tuning in, that is not nearly as offensive as it sounds out of context.
Slightly less offensive.
We did talk about the legacy of Jewish rap rock earlier.
Oh, thank goodness.
And also, next story on Odd Future, we're going to kill them all. Tyler, the Creator, Frank Ocean, and Toro Y. Moy collaborating.
Say that one more time, that last name.
Toro Y. Moy.
Wow.
I'm not good at French.
That's Spanish.
It's Spanish and French.
Oh, God.
I'm not good at language besides American.
Wow.
That's not even a language.
That's the point.
How adorably xenophobic that was.
I don't know if adorable is the adjective I would use.
That is not, but I let's move on.
No, I'm not done yet.
Let's not move on.
This really wasn't surprising to me, though, because...
Whoa.
What?
Never mind.
Toro Y. Moi was... Did I say it right this time?
Not really.
How do I say it?
Toro Y. Moi? Yeah.
Okay.
If you watch The Muppets, you know how to pronounce that last word.
I'm so sorry for what we've done.
Toro Y. Moi...
It's not surprising.
Remixed Tyler, the Creator's song French. Uh-huh. It's actually one of the first Odd Future songs I've ever heard, the remixed version.
Okay. And then...
And
Tyler, the Creator and Childish Gambino were on Regular Show.
Oh. What is that?
Regular Show is like one of those kid shows on Cartoon Network that aren't actually kid shows.
Yeah, it's pretty bizarre.
It's very bizarre. It's basically
so it's
for
one
guys,
of those shows where you get really mind-altered and watch it?
Yes.
Like the entire channel?
No.
No?
It's surprising it's not an Adult Swim show.
Oh. Mm,
that's weird.
Yeah. Actually, a lot of their shows are pretty bizarre right now. Let's make a good point. Adventure War Time or whatever it is, that one's pretty bizarre.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
And I'm not talking about the last one there, because I don't like hipster runoff. Next.
I do, but I don't care about this article.
Nope, me neither.
Okay.
Big Boy from Outkast is apparently a huge Kate Bush fan.
He should be a DJ for Wubbit.
Yeah.
Oh.
He probably would make a pretty good, decent DJ.
He'd probably make a much better DJ.
Than this show.
Yeah. Big Boy, if you'd like to take over this slot of WVT.
It is now available.
Yes.
Yep.
Just for you.
There's not really much to this story other than the fact that Big Boy is a huge Kate Bush fan.
I would listen to a Big Boy Kate Bush collaboration.
Yeah.
I have. No, I haven't.
It was leaked already?
No. Really? Okay.
Well, we've come to the end of the show, and we've got a lot of time to burn, so...
Therefore, I am taking it over.
Oh,
welcome to Random Talk.
I have a brief...
Where two people talk about random things. Go.
Marcus, do you have a lot of Thanksgiving leftovers in your fridge? Because I am starving.
I have a decent amount.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Well, you should have brought him in.
Yeah, I would have, but...
But what?
I don't know how all my roommates would feel about that.
Okay, one on this
episode
of Random Talk.
What did you do?
No, I want to hear about Chris and Mike adventures in Virginia Beach, going shopping.
Well, on the first day that we were both home, we saw each other at the record store.
Yeah, it was really funny because I walked in first, and Steve Nimitz was already there. Huh.
And then I was already leaving, and Mike told me, come to Birdland, Steve is already here.
It wasn't Birdland. Final Days.
There we go. Final Days, Final Days, Final Days, Final Days. Is there a limit to the number of times I can say that name?
No, there isn't. Okay, go on.
I think it's zero.
Anyways.
So what happened?
We bought records.
Interesting.
We bought records together.
Just take them out to the range and blast them?
No, because they bought the first Madonna album on vinyl.
Is that
what
like
is the first Madonna album?
We got Madonna.
Madonna.
Madonna. Madonna.
It was actually me that bought that one. And Mike bought the second Madonna album.
Yes.
Like a Virgin?
Yes.
Yep.
Wow.
So we went into this guy's shop and we bought a whole bunch of punk rock.
And Madonna.
And Madonna.
Fair enough.
And Mike also bought a Squeeze album.
I bought two.
Squeeze albums?
Wow.
Oh, wow. Dude. I know there were two essential Squeeze albums.
Me neither.
They probably aren't. I bought Cool for Cats and the singles album.
Okay. Singles album, always a good choice.
And then I basically sat on my couch for most of Thanksgiving until...
Yep. The rest of the week. And then me and Mike both showed up at 9 a.m., two final days for their...
Oh, I showed up at 8:30. You were late.
I should have been 8:50.
Was there a black
because I
friend?
Knew there wasn't going to be a line.
Hey, I got to talk to some old people about some jazz music.
There were like three old people, a cute girl, and you.
Old people.
Yeah.
There was a Black Friday sale at the vinyl store.
Yeah. Okay. Basically, there's something. You know what Record Store Day is?
Yes.
There's a Black Friday Record Store Day.
Oh.
So there's special releases.
But it was all like classic rock and the Black Keys.
Do you consider Nirvana classic rock?
It's NPR.
I was paying attention.
Okay.
You know what, guys? At this point, I got bad news for you.
What?
Nirvana is classic rock.
No!
It was released. Their only album was released more than 20 years ago.
Oh, no.
They're older than me.
Yeah, they're older.
Old people? How old were these people?
Old people? Oh, the old people were like 50. At least.
That's not old, sir.
That's like beg to differ.
That's
30 years older than me.
I am differing.
That's college kid old, but not.
That's not that old.
Just
that
old.
Not close to death.
You don't know that.
I guess I don't know that.
Oh, let's start with the mortality.
All right then.
Meanwhile, I went to Roanoke for the weekend and saw Laker. At Kirk Avenue Music Hall.
Oh, the Lakers were playing, huh?
No,
really?
No, yeah. No.
I heard there was a lockout.
Jack Nicholson.
No,
I heard it's getting solved.
No, Laker being the project of Rick River Laker, who works at the Roanoke.
There's no way that's his real name.
City Libraries. It really is his real name.
River? Rick River Laker?
No, River Laker.
Oh.
Who's on first?
Stop. It was basically a guy with a British accent who had never performed music in public before, and they actually shockingly sound like Electro Steven.
Hmm. You know, I always thought Electro Steven sounded like someone who had never played music in public before. Oh, where's Steven?
But they have a track called David Sylvian that I think I'm going to be playing on my show Saturday night because it is very entertaining. But live...
Her words and ours.
It was not as all that as it was.
Was there at least a light show?
Well, the keyboard electronic type person was wearing a headdress that was... How did I describe it on Twitter?
I don't know. How did you describe it?
Okay, I described it as I post live tweeted the show because they the media were barred from this event for various reasons because River has a reputation in Roanoke, shall we say?
Has a reputation.
A reputation, Roanoke. Yes, he has a reputation in Roanoke
to uphold.
I don't know if I would go that far, but needless to say, media was barred, so I decided that live tweeting the event did not. Really make sense because I didn't want to get thrown out of the Kirk Avenue Music Hall.
Why not?
Because that would have been supremely
dumb. Everybody knows all the coolest journalists get kicked out of everything.
Yeah. No.
You're going to be an outlaw journalist.
Did you just call me a journalist?
No. Oh, I
don't do that.
I called you a journalist.
Anyway, I described the keyboard electronic person as a woman in a painted mask and a headdress made of what appeared to be Christmas lights and plastic.
So she was a candy raver kid or whatever.
No,
just
she was
so
not.
It was kind of
disturbing. Oh, and there was a drummer, but nobody really cares about
Christopher Kwanzaa Hanukkah?
They also had a woman that was flipping pages of an art pad that had things written on
Oh, so this is more performance painting. Art than music.
It
really.
Was very, very, very close to performance art. Very close to
is
it.
Is this like late 90s vintage performance art?
Yeah. I mean,
cover yourself in peanut butter and roll
there
in
was a MacBook Pro on stage, so. Yes. No, there was no yams. No bees.
No yams, no bees.
What?
No bloody
not
sheets
interested.
Being pulled over the stage.
Not interested.
None of that. But
very
it was
interesting.
It was to use the stop the catch-all term. It was quote interesting unquote.
Okay. She's making finger quotes.
Yes.
Was it mentally stimulating?
I was a little yeah. It was a
was
little
it uplifting
bit.
To the human spirit.
I don't know if I would go that far.
Okay.
Did your brain ache afterwards?
I left immediately after without talking to the singer.
Good plan.
Yeah.
That's how I leave most concerts.
Did you drive backwards the whole way home?
No, I hung out in front of a coffee shop and talked to somebody on the phone.
Did you play
after I live tweeted? After
there?
I post live tweeted. No, there was no backgammon.
Oh, this sounds like a cool coffee shop.
It was pretty cool. They stay open until 2 a.m. And there's a vintage store in the back. So, yeah, I think you might like it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was the one cool thing other than the Occupy the Grandin thing that I saw on the marquee at the Grandin Theater later. But
oh, yes.
It was interesting, and I think... I hope that they make it to Blacksburg because I would definitely like to see this on neutral territory without River's reputation in the way.
So, Electro Steven, this guy joint, is that what we're angling for?
No, this will never happen. No.
Cool. Yeah, we should know.
I feel like Electro Steven involves way more vulgar.
I went to a record store and bought Blu-ray discs.
Oh, that's fascinating.
But they had a copy of The Church's Heyday on CD for $7.99, and I thought, wow.
People buy CDs?
Yeah, that's my... First thought, actually.
Hmm. I like buying CDs.
I almost bought it because it was so ridiculous for them to have a church CD for $8 in 2011.
Anybody go to Walmart on Thursday night?
No.
I actually did.
I did.
I went to watch people.
Yeah, I mean, me and my old man, my uncle walked around, and I normally get some like discount ammo, but
wow,
this wasn't happening.
Did anybody get trampled?
No, they had
nobody
all, like,
got
little,
tear
like,
gassed.
Barricade set up, so, like. You know, you don't have the cattle run straight into the slaughterhouse.
Yeah.
You got to go around. A little obstacle course going on there.
My favorite part was, though, I stood in line at Victoria's Secret for an hour.
Why?
With my friend. Because I had nothing better to do. I was just making really creepy faces.
But you're a man. Why?
Yeah.
Were you holding anything? Were you just holding, like, all, like, G-strings or something like that?
Wow.
Did you grunt a little bit?
Oh, of course.
I kind of wish I had a picture so I could be horrified by it.
Oh, all right. Well, that brings our show to a close.
Thanks for listening to Random Talk.
This is Kate Bush, Babushka.
Yes.
Before the years flew by.